Wayne Kleinschmidt.
I'm a veteran service officer, and I'm with the VFW in Trenton, Missouri. Basically, what I do is I help vets from active military all the way to World War II vets with everything from VA paperwork to helping them get connected with state and local programs if they don't know who to contact.
All right. So, Mr. Kleinschmidt, I see that you guys have a confidential counselor session. There will be a counselor that will be present to speak to veterans. I'm actually here within the next day. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, he's from the Vets, Kansas City Vet Center. He's a licensed counselor. He comes up, helps veterans that are trying to transition from just coming back from combat or military, helps them transition back into civilian life, but also works with veterans of all ages that have PTSD and things of that nature, and helps them, teaches them focusing skills, and there's a lot of one-on-one counseling, but then there's also, if the people want to participate, there's a group session so that the younger vets can maybe learn some coping skills from some of the older vets. Sometimes your peers are sometimes your best teachers.
Absolutely, and this is also open to the families of those veterans too, is that correct?
Most definitely. PTSD is one of those things that doesn't just affect the individual that experienced the traumatic event. It also affects their family members as well. So sometimes it's beneficial for the wives and children to kind of understand, have a counselor mediate, but that way the kids and the wife kind of understand, because sometimes it's hard for somebody that's never been in combat. Their spouse goes away to combat, comes back a totally different person, and it's a hard adjustment sometimes.
Absolutely, I can only imagine. Now, that will be going on Friday, April 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Trenton, correct?
Correct.
And then you guys are also going to have a veteran service officer, let's see, we're at the Hy-Vee as well, coming up this Monday, April 6th from 9 to 2, is that right?
Correct, and there's going to be a veteran service officer on the 3rd as well.
And what do those service officers do for folks?
Basically, same thing I do. It's VA paperwork, help them fill out VA paperwork, answer questions. A lot of it's educational, people just asking basic questions. A lot of the younger generation are just now getting involved in the VA. They have everything from, is their income guidelines to, if I'm service connected, you know, what can I get? You know, what help can I get?
All right. Now, I'm also seeing that for folks who want to come out to this, maybe they do not have transportation or have not, you know, have had a rough time since they've been home and have not been able to secure a vehicle. You guys have the VA shuttle. Is that correct?
We have a VA shuttle. It's in the area and on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you want to utilize the shuttle, I'd encourage calling sooner than later, because if somebody calls and needs to go someplace else, unfortunately, that's where it goes. We only have one shuttle. We do have a couple people that are volunteering to do local, but like I said, those are even on first come, you know, because if they can't be in two places at once.
Right. For anyone who would like to utilize that, what is the number they can call to get a hold of them?
Well, they can call me. That'd be probably their easiest. It's my office number is 660-359-2078. That's 660-359-2078, and I'm in and out of my office all day today, you know, pretty much, because I'm on call Monday through Friday. So if you don't get me, please leave a message. I just need your name, a good phone number, best time to return your phone call, and then I'll call you back and collect any information I need from that.
You know, Wayne, I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing for these veterans, and you know, I know that there's got to be a lot of vets and families themselves that are thanking you guys greatly for the service that you provide. Is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know?
Well, the thing on the 3rd, where there's a lot of veterans that are kind of shy or reserved about coming and speaking with a counselor because they're afraid that everybody will find out about it. The way it's set up, the vet center counselor signs a confidential. It's not covered under HIPAA law, but I don't know too many. You know, if you don't understand what that means, it's doctor-patient confidentiality, put in layman terms. They can't discuss what you discuss with that counselor to anyone under any time unless somebody, you know, says they're going to hurt themselves, and that's just for your safety. So you don't have to worry about if you come and talk to a counselor, that's, I mean, somebody in that room is going to talk because everybody has to sign that agreement.